As we listen to that gospel reading this morning, Jesus is turning to his disciples and asking them a very simple question. Do you have faith in me? And as we think about that question, we get to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, and we see their answer. None of them believe in him. They're struggling with it. You think about the women going out to the tomb early on Easter Sunday morning, taking the oils out to anoint the body of Jesus. Now, he's been dead since Good Friday, so he's going to start decomposing, so we need to take the oils out to hide that decomposition that's going on with his body. And they're wondering among themselves, how are we going to roll the stone back? And yet they got out there and found the stone rolled back. And as they peered in, no, Jesus wasn't there. He had gone ahead of them to Jerusalem. So they couldn't wait to get back to that upper room in Jerusalem and tell the apostles and disciples there that Jesus had indeed risen. Then we know that John, Jesus' beloved, and Peter ran to the tomb to check it out. And they got out there and saw the burial cloth folded up and indeed realized that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then we think about Mary Magdalene that afternoon, thinking Jesus the gardener. And she was worried the body wasn't where it should have been. So she asked him, where have you hid the body? And Jesus turned to her and called her by name. And she realized it was Jesus, that he had risen. Or think of the two disciples unto Emmaus on Easter Sunday evening. They'd been in Jerusalem, and they had heard stories that Jesus had risen, but they didn't really believe it. And so guess who joins them as they're walking along Jesus? And he takes time to explain the scripture passages, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, about him. And as he feigns to go on, they ask him to stay. And he stays. And what does he do? He breaks bread. And at that point, they realized that indeed, Jesus was risen from the dead. So as you and I gather here this morning, do you have faith in Jesus? Are we like the disciples and the followers of Jesus, struggling in our own lives? Things don't seem to go right. We try and it seems to get worse. We're struggling with health issues, family issues, the economy. And sometimes I think they overwhelm us. And if we're so focused on that, do we seek God's goodness in our lives as they did? And just think for a moment. As you bring a child to church to have her or him baptized, isn't it amazing what the Father is sharing with you and I? That gift of faith, that gift of relationship with him, the creator of the world, and he wants a relationship with you and I to nurture that relationship so as you and I get older, we can realize how good the Father is to us. And then we think about First Communion. He is always the Father's looking out for us to help us grow in that relationship, that we can come and celebrate the Eucharist. I remember, you know, as I just mentioned, the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, Jesus in the breaking of the bread, he disappeared, but they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. So as we gather and are nourished in our relationship with the Father, shouldn't again we be responding to him in our lives? And as you and I are human, we walk away from him sometimes. I think I got something better than he's got to offer. So I follow that, and then I become lost. Or I get caught up in something that I think is what I need. And do we really need it? Probably not. But we get caught up into those things. Or we get in our cell phones, on our computers, and we can find all kinds of things. Not healthy. And so we have that rite of reconciliation where he'll take you and I back. I don't care what the sin is. I don't care how bad it is, how venial it is. He's always willing to take us back. Again, the Father's gift to you and I. Then we think about confirmation. It doesn't happen as it did for Pentecost coming up in about 3 weeks, I think, or 2 weeks. You know, the Spirit coming down and tugs of fire and getting that wind blowing through the room and everything like that. But the Father's sharing the Spirit with you and I. He wants to nurture our relationship with him. And then we think about as we make commitments, the husband and wife, sharing that love, to share that love and make each one better. If I make my spouse better, then I become better. And then as I grow in that relationship with love, then I can share it with my children and my grandchildren. And then you think about myself being called to help us as we journey to Jesus to build that relationship even stronger with the celebration Eucharist and the sacraments. And you think about the anointing of the sick as we prepare you to return to the Eternal Father, just to get you ready so that you're ready for it. No fear, thinking of what heaven's all about. He shares those things with us so that we have that relationship with him. But how do we respond to that? Are we going to struggle like the disciples did after the resurrection of Jesus? Or are we going to be focused that, hey, look what God has done for me. Can I give something back to him? Can I grow in that relationship that'll help us get to eternal life? But we got to believe, we got to have faith, and we have to have faithfulness to grow in our relationship with him.